Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we discussed verses 5 through 8. Let's listen as we continue with verse 8 today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
On his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. Welcome you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you all had your Bibles ready. We are in Titus chapter 3, and today we're going to begin with verse 8. And we continue in this study as we're getting closer to the end of this chapter. It seems like it's been a long time, and to be honest with you, it really has been a long time. Now, a lot of that has been due to a lot of my health problems, and also I've not even recorded for 3 weeks. I usually like to stay 2 to 3 months ahead of time on my recording, and I might be close to a month ahead at this time, but it's hard simply because of the different things, and we're in the Christmas season right now. You won't be hearing this at Christmas. You'll be hearing this in 2023, but we wanted to get going with this, and so without further ado, let's look here. I want to read for you out of our text, verse 8 of Titus chapter 3, so I hope that you are there, because it's important before we get started that we understand what we're saying here. In verse 8, he says, this is a faithful saying. Now, a saying is something that is a statement that pretty well applies to certain kind of actions or ways or things like that, something that you associate with. There might be somebody at work. Yeah, one thing you know about him, he'll be 15 minutes early, or he'll clock out right at the time. If it's over 3 o'clock, he is clocking out at 3 o'clock sharp. Okay? And so we see that, and you'll say, there is last-minute Joe, there is always-late Susan, or whatever else. But those are just some questions, things. There's a saying gets to be around. We have different sayings. I remember up in North Carolina that my in-laws, they were farmers. And one of the things they'd say, well, if you got one teenage boy working with you, you can get quite a bit of help out of him. Just about a man's day's work. Get two of them, you get about a half a day's man's work. If you get three of them, you're not getting much work at all. And so that was their saying. And that was pretty well true across the board on that. And it was just interesting to hear the sayings they had, those old country sayings that ended up making a lot of sense. And I thought, wow, you know, there was some depth there. And it's a saying, certain things that happen that seem to always be true. And that's was the sayings up there. Well, this is a faithful saying that is always, always true for a believer. And these things I will, okay, these things I will, that thou affirm constantly. Now, his will, and this, he's giving God's words. These aren't necessarily just Paul's words. He's writing down God's words that they have been breathed out to him. And so God is saying, I will that thou affirm constantly. In other words, continually, ever before you, doing that. That they which have believed in God, are you a believer in God? If you are, you're saved, this is for you. That might be careful to maintain good work. And then Titus is instructed, these things are good and profitable unto men. Okay. So it's good. It's profitable. How's it profitable? I believe it ends up in eternal reward. I'd say that's profitable. So if you look at things like that, you think about what are things that are good work? What are some of those things that we'd say, this is a good work? Well, it's could be, well, it is. It's witnessing. We're commanded to be witnesses. It's tithing. We're told to tithe, okay? It's being faithful to God's house, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the matter of some is. And that ing on the end of forsake is showing it happens over and over again, which means there, not there, there, not there. A lot of churches today are closing their doors on Sunday night and even Wednesday night. And if it's open on Wednesday night, it's only for some kind of a teen activity. But for the most part, they're getting away from the Word and getting deeper and deeper into religious entertainment. Now, as you look across our country and you see this woke culture, now, believe it or not, in your schools across this country and even some of the various churches and things of that nature, I mean, it's throughout politics, what have you, they're trying to really indoctrinate your children in the woke culture. That's those that are teaching genders, taking out the pronouns of him and her, only what they want to be addressed by. You know, if I said, okay, that is good. From now on, when you talk to me, you call me your Royal Highness and bow, because that's the way I identify today. Well, of course, I wouldn't do that. But for them to disrespect that would be just the same as me, not going along with them saying, a man saying, I feel like a woman today. You know, I usually, if somebody said that to me, I think I'd say, well, then start nagging. Okay, ladies, don't write me. I'm just having fun now. But regardless, I mean, when we start thinking about things that people say, people do, and they're trying to indoctrinate your children like that. They're trying to indoctrinate your children that homosexuality is a normal thing and a thing that is a good thing to do if you feel that way. If you're a man, you feel like a woman, it's good. And that's why they want to indoctrinate your children. Your little children, as little as 5 years old or less, they want to indoctrinate into, just talking about the anatomy of the body and specific parts, of course, and you know what I'm talking about. And make that a thing. Well, the children need to know this. They don't need to hear it in school. They don't need to be trained on what the homosexuals do, what they all do in these different genders of theirs. Look, there's only two genders. Now, if you disagree with what I'm about to say, just understand, I'm just delivering to you the Word of God. So, really, if you think you're disagreeing with me, you're actually ignorant of the truth, because you're really disagreeing with God, and you're calling him a liar, you're calling him wrong, you're calling him evil to even say so, because it doesn't go along with what you believe and what you think. Well, my friend, you better grow up. Grow up. Now, look, I'm not trying to be mean to you. I'm trying to wake you up to the truth. So when we look at things of this nature, let's think about that. We are to be careful as Christians in this woke culture to maintain good work and to stand against the things that we should stand against. Now, I mentioned about faithful to the church. I mentioned about some of these other things, going where they preach the word, by the way, and it's not an entertainment center. And putting those things out that way, what I'm trying to tell you is that you've got a personal responsibility before Almighty God to be careful to maintain good works. So should you be a witness? Yes. Let me just give you a few things here to consider. Some were at one time active in ministry. So let me ask you a question. At one time means you somewhere along the line quit. So why did you quit? Oh, I got offended. Well, I was felt like I gave my part and I've done my duties, so now it's up to someone else to stand in. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's God's part? Well, he's saved. He answers prayer. You got that sick one, young one in the hospital bed, and they're about to enter surgery, and the doctor says there's a 50-50 chance. It's might even be likely that he's not going to make it through this, or she's not going to make it through this surgery, whether it's a child or your spouse or someone else that is very close to you. And you begin to pray to God. God says, well, you know, I quit doing that. I quit answering those prayers. If it happens, it happens. He said, no, God wouldn't be like that. So why are you like that? Aren't we supposed to be Christ-like? The word Christian means Christ-like. Aren't we to try to, if we're going to emulate something, emulate Jesus Christ. And that's not just something, someone. Quit emulating the world, trying to look like the world, act like the world, talk like the world. No, why not emulate Christ? You know, he told us to put off the old man, put off that old world. As a matter of fact, even in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 through 16, he said, not fashioning yourself according to the former lust. In other words, don't take the sin of this world, the way this world is, and try to fashion it to look like it's all right because you put some Bible words to it or you use Jesus' name with it. Can you imagine somebody going to a brothel and saying, oh, well, thank you, Lord, that you've provided this for me. Can you imagine somebody taking all these drugs, fentanyl, and things of that nature and saying, well, thank you, Lord, for providing those for me. No, that would be utter blasphemy. And so, friend, I think the problem today in the church is that there are a lot of those, even in fundamental churches, that are toning down contemporary, but nonetheless keeping contemporary because it's going to keep our kids. Oh, yeah, that's going to keep them. That's the idea behind it. Well, my friend, toning down contemporary is still fashioning yourself according to the former lust. It is fashioning yourself according to this world. That's the idea in the word emulations. Look that up in the Bible. And the Bible doesn't speak for it. It speaks against it, folks. It speaks against it. Now, there are people who think, well, we're going to win more. Look at the crowd we've gotten with young people and young adults and so forth. You know, I'm on a mission board, and I can remember when we had a whole lot more missionaries coming in from the colleges and churches where they had been saved and all that growing up. But now, it's getting less and less, and a lot of those go on to mission field. After a while, they're changing their mission. Well, you know, we're coming back. We feel like God has led us back. Or it's, well, God has given us a new ministry. It just happens to be back there. But, you know, this is hard. It was kind of hard to overcome. And so we felt like we want to be more effective for Jesus Christ. That is just lying to yourself and hoping people will agree with you.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stand so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.